People are crazy.
All this week, we have been taking listener submissions for People Are Crazy. And thank you very much, by the way, for coming through. Makes my job kind of easy. I was worried earlier in the week, but Jennifer, you said the people will respond and they have come through in spades. In fact,
I knew they would.
We might have to bump it. You know, we'll do a couple more next week because I don't want to turn down the offers. I mean, they've been great. So
somebody do your, hey, wait a second.
I know.
Send me goodness and light stories.
6:10 every morning.
Send me goodness and light stories.
Donna sent in this story. Now, here's the thing. And sorry, Donna, I'm calling you out. Donna sent in a submission the other week about a grandma that used her granddaughter's arts and crafts material to
bedazzle
herself.
Lady Garden.
But that story was not true. And Donna said she was embarrassed and wanted to make up for it. Well, Donna, have you ever? Are you ready? Donna tells us the story of an Alabama family who lost their home in a fire.
This is a sad story.
That's not... Okay.
Right? It doesn't sound like people are crazy at all.
Not yet.
But wait, there's more.
They did something stupid themselves and it caught on fire.
The family had been the victim of a neighborhood prank. Some kids had come along, you see, and did what kids will do. They TP'd the yard.
Oh.
So the family did what any normal Alabama family would do to clean up the toilet paper. They set it on fire. It took only seconds for some of that burning toilet paper to fly off the tree from which it was wrapped, ignite some grass, and then quickly spread to a propane tank.
It's been a dry summer in Alabama.
Then they were suddenly standing and watching their home of 12 years go up in flames. What a bummer. I mean, now they're out of a house. Hey, they can no longer... This is your Seinfeld reference.
Yeah.
They can no longer spare a square, and the house is medium rare. Listen, stop it. Don't worry about it too much, okay? The place was a dump anyway. Don't even try to stop me, Polly. I am on a roll this morning.
Like toilet paper roll?
That's it.
Pretty good.
That's all thanks to Donna. Really? You're going to burn the toilet paper off of the tree in your front yard, huh?
See, and you know, do you know what I love about People Are Crazy today? It just proves what my mother always said. Like, crazy attracts crazy. Because... When you're all, the whole family's in the yard and somebody says, you know how we should clean this up? We should light it on fire. And not one other person goes, no.
I have the answer for you.
You do?
Alabama. We have one more day in our work week. That means one more listener submitted People Are Crazy story, and tomorrow's submission comes with built-in cheese. They wrote the cheese for me. Wait till tomorrow at 7:40.
Or is it a story about cheese?
No, not a story about cheese. It was delivered with cheese already there.
So we have writers on this show now.
I've got a writer. I've got writers.
Farwell is the smart one. He is capable of doing this himself.
Whatever.
I'm the one who struggles with ideas and creativity and such.
Thank you. Thank you, Mander, for the story and the cheese to go with it tomorrow.
Why doesn't anybody want to do my job for me?
Hi, Country 106.7. Who's this?
Morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Paul.
Sorry, what's your name?
Paul.
Yeah, I feel really bad for that family from Alabama. That's a really crappy situation to be in.
Attaboy, Paulie! You went straight to the gutter with it. I love you for it.
You guys don't feel bad for them at all.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.